The Rose. On a farm, sort of like a ranch. I was walking across one of the fields. No, I never like to walk on the road. When I noticed this beautiful rose bush growing right alongside the road. On the bush, there was this lovely rose overhanging the road, besides a few other rosebuds. But this one had a beautiful red and yellow blossom, mostly yellow. It was right on the end of the limb over the busy road, and it was getting all dusty and dirty from the passing cars. The bush was growing in the ditch, and I thought, I better go down there and pick that beautiful rose and take it home, or one of those cars will hit it and ruin it. So I climbed the fence and crossed the road. Hello, little Rose. No, don't be frightened. I'm just going to pick you and take you home and plant you in a safe little pot, away from all the dirt and the raging winds and these mean old drunken drivers. So I jumped back over the fence again, and I was walking back across the field with the rose in my hand, when suddenly some grouchy, gruffy old farmer came roaring along on his tractor.
Hey! Hey, you!
Yes?
Imagine that! She says I can't use this road anymore. This land belongs to you now.
Well, funny things do happen. Somehow I knew he was referring to Mum, who was up in the house. We owned the place now, but I didn't want to make him any madder, so I walked on up to the ranch house, sort of chuckling and happy about it, thinking how the ranch was ours now. Hello, I'm home.
Hello, honey.
Hello, Daddy. Hello.
What have you got there, honey?
Well, it's a rose. And I need a pot or something to put it in.
Oh, isn't it pretty? I think there's a pot in the backyard.
Let me see the rose.
Wow, it's beautiful. It's yellow and red.
Here's a pot. Now, let's give it some water. Look. Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice.
Wow, it's beautiful.
What was that old farmer fussing about, Mum?
Oh, he was roaring along our little driveway here, and I told him to please not use it anymore, that this is our property now. And he roared off in a huff, muttering to himself about it.
Well, funny things do happen. I sat there looking at the rose right in the middle of the flower pot, and I was just thinking how pleased I was that we had this nice ranch now, and that I'd saved this pretty rose. The rose was hanging over the road, kind of frightened, even scared of me when I picked it. But when I got it home, all nice and cozy in the pot, it seemed to be very contented and happy.
I brought you home and set you in a wee-wee pot. Planted you safely whether you wanted it or not. Otherwise, you would have suffered a lot. If you'd stayed on that dangerous spot, I took you home with me and cared for you. I took you home with me, my little rose. I took you home with me and cared for you. I took you home with me, my little rose.
It's kind of like what the Lord does for all of us who know him. Before we found Jesus, we were like that little rose, lonely and frightened alongside the busy highway. But Jesus loved us so much that he left the halls of heaven and came down here to walk the dusty and dangerous road of this life. He came to find us and rescue us from all of the dirt and the raging winds and the careless and mean speeding drivers. It also shows what each of us can do to help others. We can love and care for them and go out of our way to try to help those who, like the little rose, need to be rescued by love.
I took you home with me and cared for you. I took you home with me, my little rose.